So we're going to do it, and then we're going to look at the answers, and basically, if you're here, that works out well. Okay, so I put up there, if you want to open this, this is the in-class if. If you go to in-class if assignment under week 3, okay, and we're starting it in class, which is why it's called an in-class. Okay, so there's a code, and there's room for field 1, field 2, and field 3. Okay, and I called these fields. This one is called text code. This one is called text field 1, text field 2, text field 3. Okay, so those are there for you. And then I want you to code the answer to the 7 questions. So if I go to the first question, it says, write the code to check code for A and field 1 greater than 5,000, or code B, field 2 greater than 2,500. Respond with OK or problem. Do it once with separate if statements, and then in the second button, do it using one if statement. Okay? So that's what I want you to do, and I want you to do it, and then we'll go over it when you get some solutions. I'm not working hard today.
Neither is my computer.
Slow and steady. That's why at one point they were going to move me out of here for my 11 o'clock class and then back in. I said, no. We're going to have to think of another solution because it's ridiculous because how long things take. Although mine takes less because it's not part of the virtual empire.
So does anybody have virtual basics so they can actually work on this?
It's not crashing,
that's good. They claimed they thought they'd fixed it. How's it going in the US class? The Visual Studio.
It worked last time.
Did that do it? Okay, there it goes. It should be working
just slow.
Here.
Yeah. Just super slow. Mm-hmm.
Yours is working out. It's like pumping out slowly but surely. You got it too?
Yeah, I just have it on my lap.
It's a better world. Okay, so write the code for that. And you certainly might think about drawing a flowchart. Okay, so this one is asking for A, and then field 1 greater than 5,000. Those two are true, then it's coming over here and saying okay. And if that is not true, where does it have to go at that point? What's the deal?
Should it go for B?
No, it doesn't have to go for B because I already know it's A.
Yeah.
Okay? So I know it's A if it got here. If it got here, I know it's A. So I don't have to ask the B question. I can just put out that this is a problem. Because A had to have the other thing, so I can just put out that it's a problem. And then if it's not A, that's when I go for B. And if it's B, field 2. I can't spell. Thank you. I'm looking for, if it's A, it's got to have field one greater than 5,000. If not, it's a problem. If it's not A, then I'm testing for B. And if B, and if field two is greater than, it's okay. Greater than 2,500, it's okay. Otherwise, it's a problem. And if it's neither A or B, then it's a problem. Notice that my responses are all the same. So if there's a problem, it's the same response. Put out the word problem. If it's okay, it's the same response. Put out the word okay. So that allows me to do a compound since they're having the same response. On something like this, I think it's well worth drawing the flowchart out because I think it makes the problem clearer. compound is a lot easier in this one.
How are you going on the first one? Has anybody got it working? And then the reason I have you doing this inside a program is it's easy to test. When you get it working, you can go and run it. You click the first button and it should work. Down. If you put the code inside button first, then clicking on button first should make it execute. Actually, I should take a picture there because it's a lot clearer. And I gave you text result, which is a place you can put it.
If you have any problems, ask. I'm bored.
That's actually the second, because it's compounded. Oh, no, you've got the second and the other compound. Okay, yeah, I wanted them separate as split.
I'll give you 2 or 3 more minutes to play with this, and then I want to go through it, because the reason for doing it here is also that I can go through and help you with it. Okay, let's stop and go over it. Okay. So, if I'm going to write this, what's my first statement going to be? What's the first line?
If.
Good. If.
TXT.
Okay, and then very, I got the then in there. Okay, so for my first question is the content of textcode.txt equal to A? And if it is, then my next question is going to be, if text field 1.txt is greater than 5,000. Okay, so those are my first two questions, right? Pardon?
I missed the first line.
You missed the first line? Okay. So, if those are true, what do I want to do? I want to move okay to the field that I set up on the form called text result. So I'm going to say, if that is true and that is true, then text result dot text equals okay. All right. Else, what do I want to put in? No, I want to have a text result here.
Text
equals problem. Okay? Because I set up there, if the code is A and the field is greater than 5,000, then I wanted to put out that it was right, and I'm happy and I'm going to put out OK. If it is A and it's not greater than 5,000, then I've got a problem. Okay, if it is A and it's not, then I have a problem. Okay? Now, if it is not A, so what do I want to put in here so that I can go and test for it's not A?
Pardon?
If.
You're right in a minute, but first I've got to get it so that it, if I wrote an if right here, it would think it was part of what I want to do if it's a.
Else, if.
So I need to have an else there.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm going to put an else in. And then, and notice how it very nicely in Visual Basic lines up for me. Because this inner if already has an else, so it takes that else and shoves it out there because it knows that it goes with that if. Okay? So now I'm going to be testing what? If text code equals what?
B.
If it's equal to a B, and if text field 2 dot text is greater than 2500. Okay, and it now nicely puts in the thens for me. Because as I mentioned before, I have a horrible problem of remembering to type the thens. Okay? So if those are true, if both of those are true, then I want to do the same thing I did above, which is say text result dot text equals okay. And then what do I want to put? I want to do the same thing I did up here. So I'm saying if it is what I want, which is B and 2500, it's okay. Else it's B, but it's not 2500, so it's a problem. So I'm going to put in an else. Whoops, I can't spell it, but that's all right. Else, and then I'm putting in, yeah, right, text result dot text equals problem. Okay, so that finishes that off. But now I've still got one other thing that I haven't told it, okay, and that is if it's not text B. Okay, so I've said if it's text A, check for those things. Else, if it's text B, check for those things. But now I want to put an else on this. And what do I'm saying here? It's not A, and it's not B. So the text result dot text equals problem. Now, what I always do after I finish this is check and make sure my if statements line up. So I've got this if goes with that end if and that else. This goes together, okay? This goes together. And now I've got this going down to that. So my ifs and my elses are connecting correctly. Okay, my ifs and my elses are connecting correctly. So I claim, unless I did something stupid, which is highly possible, this is going to run. So I'm going to come over here and click on Stat. And I'm going to say, okay, if code is A, and I'm going to make field 1 6,000, and then I'm going to click on first, and it says okay. So that worked.
Then I'm going to click on keep A clicked on and put 100 in there. And click on first, and it comes back and tells me it's a problem. Okay. So now I'm going to go and put a B there, and I'll leave the 100, and I'm clicking on first again. And what did it just do? Conversion from string to type double is not valid. Okay, what did I do there? And when I define these, I don't see what I did. Let's try it again, because I don't see. Oh, I think I left that. I think I may have put it in. Well, let's see. I've got B. And I've got in here, we'll put 3,000 first and then test it. So I'm getting first, and it's saying exception again. Text field 2, okay. That was my mistake. You see what I did? I tested on text field 2, and I was putting stuff into field 1. So text field 2 was empty. So if I put a B here, and just to be sure, I'm going to put a 0 there and a 3,000 down here, and I will leave a 0 there. When in doubt, fill everything in. Then I'm saying first, and it's saying okay. So my problem was that I had left the field blank, and that was giving me an error because I had left field 2 blank. Okay? So now it's all set. And then I can put into field 2 100 and test it, and I'm getting problem. And then I'll put a C in here in code, and I test it, and I get problem again because it's not A and it's not B. Now, I'm going to take a picture of that again because sometimes when it does that, it keeps the saving part. Okay? Does everybody see how that works and can you fix yours up so that it works? Okay. Now, if I go to do the compound, what am I going to be doing? I want to combine all of these into one question. So take a few minutes and do that. And if you have finished that already, move on to number 3. But take a few minutes and try to combine these all into one if statement. Have you made a stab at number two?
Almost. I want to point out to you one other thing that Visual Basic does, which is really nice. I highlighted the end if down here. It highlights the else and the ifs that are connected to that one. So I can tell if I highlight anything, if I go back over here and I highlight this else, it tells me all the things that are connected to that else. If I highlight this else, it shows me all the things that are connected to that else. So it does the kind of checking where I go and write on the board and connect the ifs and elses. It actually does that for you automatically. Okay, so let's look at the second one. This is writing it all in one if statement. So I'm going to say if text code dot text equals A and text field 1 dot text is greater than 5,000. Now what do I want to write? Or
text code dot text equals B and, right? And text field 2 dot text is greater than 2,500. Then text result dot text equals okay, else text result dot text equals problem. Okay, do I need any parentheses in here?
I put them, but it doesn't. I don't think you need it.
That's right. You can put them in, but they're not needed. Because ands get resolved before ors. So it combines the two things. The first thing it does is it combines these two things. The next thing it does is combine these two things. And then the third thing it does is the or. Saying either that first group or the second group. So if you want to put parentheses in around the two ands, you can do it. If you want to put them around the two ends and then put another set of parentheses about the whole thing, you can do it. But it's not necessary because the natural order works in this one. So if I run this one, Okay. And I put in A and 6,000 and click first. Or I should have clicked second. Okay, what did I do? Oh, yes. I'm doing the same thing again. I should be putting in A and 6,000 and 0 and 0. Okay, I should be filling in my fields. And I just managed to hit the wrong key. So we'll try that again. And, okay, that's interesting. Oh, no, that's not interesting. That's right. What's interesting is me. I put it in. Well, if I could manage to fill up the boxes correctly, this would all work rather nicely. Okay? So let's try that again. I wanted the 6,000 up here. Okay, and now if I click first, I'm getting okay. But that's the value of testing this stuff. You do stupid things, okay? This time I did something stupid in filling out the form. I might have done something stupid in the code. But if you test it, then you catch it. Okay, and then the next one is if A is 0, we already saw it's going to be a problem. So I'll test B. And for B, I'm testing the second one, so I'm putting 3,000 in there. And I'm clicking on second, and it's coming back okay. And if instead I put 300 there and click second, it comes back with problem. And if I put a C up here, or for that matter, I could put an X and click on second, it comes back with problem as well. Okay, so on this one I was saying two things have to be true or two other things have to be. Okay, moving on to the third one. As I said, I would not do these without making a flowchart first. Okay. So my third one says, write the code to check for A. So I want A to be 1. And either field 1 greater than 5, or field 2 greater than 8, or field 3 greater than 12. So A has to be true. And then this is the classic thing that we went over in 120, about one thing has to be true in either of two other. Well, this time it's either of three other. Okay? So it has to be A. And then if A is true, I'm going to ask first, is field 1 greater than 5? And if it is, I'm using OK. Now the statement up there says, write in separate ifs and then in button 4 do it with one if statement. So that means I'm going to need to meet my messages all the same. If I do different messages, then I wouldn't be able to compound it. So my messages have to be the same. So if field 1 is not greater than 5, I'm going to check and see, is field 2 greater than 8? And if it is, I'm going to put out OK. And if it's not, I'm going to check and see if field 3 is greater than 12. And if it is, I'm putting out OK.
And if it's not, I've run out of chances, so I will put out that it's a problem. Now I've got one that's not finished, and that's this one. If it is not an A, then it's automatically a problem. Okay, because I said A had to be true. So if it's not an A, it's a problem. And as I said, I think it's a lot easier if you sketch out the logic ahead of time so that you know what logic you're dealing with. So try doing that one.
Reading Visual Basic a lot. Have you got a used book?
I got a used one. I had to rent it for right now. But yeah, Amazon. $15.
Is that to keep or just to rent?
Just to rent.
$15?
Yeah, just
used
to rent it.
Amazon.
I'm going to end up buying it anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a book, I think, that's worth keeping.
It's very easy to look things up.
Yeah. No, that's why I don't use a book in most of my classes, but I use a book here because things are a pain in the neck to look up. It's a basic number one and number two. I think it's a good book.
Did it work?
Yes.
Did you do both 3 and 4?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they get 3, it makes 4 that much easier.
No, right. Number 6, I did not say anything about putting out messages. Obviously, you're supposed to put out messages the same as in all the others. But I just was reading it over and said, I forgot to say, use appropriate messages. Okay, I'll give you a few more minutes and then we're going to go over it because I'd like to go over 3 before we call it quits and possibly 4 too. If you're comfortable with these, then you can probably code most anything in an if statement if you get comfortable with these. Okay, so we're going to try number 3 now. So the first question I'm asking, if text code dot text equals A. And it drives me crazy that Microsoft very nicely, when I type the quote, puts in the end quote for me, because I'm just not in the habit of that. And so I always put in the second end quote and then have to make it go away. Sometimes Microsoft is just a little too helpful. Okay, so if text code equals A, then, and now what am I going to ask?
Well,
have taxed what?
Field one.
Yep. Is greater than 5, then I'm going to say text result dot text equals okay, right? And now what do I write?
Else.
And then I test for the next thing. So I'm going to write what? Text field 2. Right. Is greater than 8, then I'm writing text result dot text equals okay. And now I have a third chance. So I write an else and I say if text field 3, and I, by the way, need to go back and fix the one above, is greater than 12, then text result dot text equals okay. Now I've got a little fixer up to do here. I didn't spell text field right. I put an S instead of a 2. And I didn't put a dot text on it. And I did the same thing with 3.3. I didn't put a dot text on that. So it very nicely highlights the things that I do wrong, and I go back and I can see that. So else, I've run out of chances here, and text result dot text equals problem. Okay, so that's covered a load of things. But I've got, and again, if I go and click on the end ifs, I can see that one goes with the, where it goes. End if. But this end if only has an if. It doesn't have an else. So that means that I did not code anything to be an else on the question, is text code dot text equal to A. Okay, and I want something there. So I'm going to go in and put the else in that I haven't coded yet. And I'm going to say else. And notice it pushes it over to the right place. Text result dot text equals problem. And if again, if I had not used the same messages in all these places, then I couldn't go on and make a compound. But I did use the same results. So if it's A, then I check to see which of the other three is true. And any one of them is fine. If none of them are true, it's a problem. And then I go back and I say, okay, text result dot text is a problem if the code is equal to A. And again, if I highlight an end if or I highlight an if, it shows me the code that's appropriate for that. So I highlight the if and I can see it's else and end if. I highlight an if and I see it's else and end if. So it really helps you to get your if statements. Think back to CIS 120 when you were writing rock, paper, scissors. Okay? This would have helped when you put in all the curly things if you did it that way. Okay, so now what do I do down here? I want to write this all in one line. So the first thing I'm obviously going to ask is about text result. So I'm saying if text, text code dot text equals an A. And what?
Text field.
Text field 1. If text field 1.text is greater than 5, and now what do I put?
That's not
good.
Or.
That's right. Or. Text text field 2 dot text is greater than 8, or text field 3 dot text is greater than 12, then text result dot text equals okay, else text result dot text equals problem. Now, am I done? Is this right, or do I have a problem? Right now, I have a problem because ands get resolved before ors. So it is going to combine these two and then say or just that, or just that. So that's the way it's going to handle it right now. And that's not what I want. And let's look. If I do the start at this point, and let me get rid of the ink. Okay, that's not where I get rid of the ink. Okay, what did I just do? I don't want to see any insights. Okay, so if I were to run the fourth one right now, and I put in a code of B, and I put in 0, and then 50 down here, and pick fourth, it's coming back and saying okay. I need the parentheses, yeah. Because this is now coming back and saying okay. And the reason it's coming back and saying okay is those things stood alone. So if I go back to my code and I put in parentheses around all of these ors, because the parentheses frequently reads, and in this case it does, as either. So I'm saying code equal A and either this or this or this. Any of them. Either this or this or this. And when I do that and go and test for C again, and then I'll put in 0, 0, 50. And I click fourth, it comes back and says problem. Okay. Code equals A and that or that or that. I did put that under fourth, right? Okay, what did I do? Text equals A and either field 1 is greater than 5, or field 2 is greater than 8, or field 3 is greater than 12. And I have a 50 in field 3, and I have a C up at the top, and this should be working just fine. Anybody see anything I did?
The code.
No, the code,
it's fine.
It should be. If I put an A there, then it does okay. Okay, if I put field 1 at 12, whatever, and click fourth, it says okay. All right. If I take and change this to a B, it comes back and says problem. Okay. The only thing that I can think of, and it wasn't doing it before.
That was the form. So it's supposed to be A and?
A and one of those others.
So if C was the code, then C would trigger because it has, A has to be
right,
triggered.
But then.
You're right. There are times when, right. Okay.
You were just testing us. We got it.
Yeah, right. Anytime now. All right, so if I put a, then I did add a C there, right?
Yeah.
And then I have 0, 0, 50. And the computer, we at least know, is always right, and that's a problem. And then when I put in an A, it's okay. Duh. Okay, there are times. But you're right, I do that on purpose just to make sure you understand. And if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. Okay, we're all set. Try doing the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And let me know if you have errors. Huh?
Is that the homework?
Yeah, to try doing those for homework. Because we're done, so try doing those, and then you can pass in the whole thing. And if you have problems, we can look at them on Thursday. Thursday, we're going to move on to looking at loops, I believe. Okay, hopefully.